We want to thank everyone for joining us here on Intercom Radio, Dr. Laura Murillo, President of the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. And we have so many great partnerships here in the Houston area. One very special to us is the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. And, of course, we've got a great relationship with our friend who attends as many chamber functions as he can. And that's the president of the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, none other than Joel Cowley. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, you know what? I am super impressed that you had time to join us on the radio today, because I know it's super busy season for you guys. And thanks for all you do and for making us proud to have the best rodeo in the entire country.
Well, we are certainly ramping up for the 2020 show. It's very exciting to see tents going up around the grounds, and we're already starting to set up the stadium with regard to the audio and the visual. And so this is a very exciting time. And you'll also notice, if you come out here on an evening, thousands of volunteers in the hallways doing their last-minute preparations with regard to scheduling and sales to make sure the 2020 show is a success.
Yes, and again, the volume of volunteers and all of the logistics is certainly something that could be a case study somewhere in terms of just integrating all of those many details. And every year you guys just up the ante and make that fan experience and just much more value for your money, and the crowds continually sell out. And I know that I'm looking forward to going to rodeo this year, and I've got the great privilege of representing the University of Houston during the calf scramble, and we'll get to throw the hat up in the air and have all that fun time. And so thank you for engaging the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, Joel, and so much of what the rodeo brings and does, and of course scholarships, right? The money that is raised and the lives that have been impacted thanks to the rodeo.
Yeah, and that's one thing that I remind our volunteers who give so freely of their time and their talent is we can quantify the dollars that we give out, but there's no way to quantify the impact that those scholarships have. In each of the last 5 years since you've been tracking the statistic, those scholarships that have been awarded in the Houston metro area, over 40% of the recipients have been the first in their family to go to college, and over 20% have been the first in their family to graduate high school. And so the impact of those scholarships on that young person, maybe a younger sibling at home, future generations of that family, there's no way to quantify that impact.
Well, and I can only tell you from anecdotal evidence that so many people have said it was the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo that got me that scholarship that put me through college. And I'm also very happy to announce, you know, you called us a couple of years ago and asked us to assist in finding people, especially young people, to engage in some of the reviewing for scholarship applications. And a lot of our emerging leaders did that. And now they are on committees. And actually, one of our emerging leaders, Claudia, was named Rookie of the Year over at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, and they are super engaged. So thank you for picking up the phone and calling us, and we're certainly at your service, because it takes a whole community, and I know the work around diversity and inclusion is very important to the rodeo, and I'm glad to see that, you know, we've got folks who've been there for decades, but that we're also making sure that we're opening doors for young people to also contribute their time and talent.
Yeah, and that's the community is something that's very important to us. We are a community event. We're a 501c3 charity, and we want to serve the entire community. And to do that, we want to attract and engage and empower the entire community. And I will tell you one way that we do that with the public is with the entertainer lineup. Our core mission is to promote agriculture, and agriculture is something we can never take for granted because our very lives depend upon food. We celebrate Western heritage, and as a result of that, it should be no surprise that most of our lineup is country music, 12 this year. But we also realize that Houston is the most diverse major city in America. And so we mix it up on 8 nights and bring in a number of genres, including K-pop this year, which is a first for us. But, you know, Becky G, Chance the Rapper, Ramon Ayala, which is sold incredibly well, NCT 127, the aforementioned K-pop group, Lizzo, Gwen Stefani, Khalid, Marshmello. We're going to have a lot of fun out here on eight different nights. nights. And really what those artists do is it signals to individuals, you're welcome to come out and enjoy the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo.
We know
that when we book a non-country artist from our surveys, we draw a younger audience, we draw a more diverse audience, and we draw a higher proportion of people who've never been to our event before. And if we can delight them with everything they see here on the grounds, hopefully we make a fan out of them and they come back year after year.
Well, and I certainly have done so, and certainly many Houstonians have done so. So thank you for joining us again on the air with us. It's none other than the president of the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, Joel Cowley. Save me a funnel cake, Joel. I'll be out there.
I'll do that.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
On behalf of the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, we want to thank you for joining us. We encourage you to visit our website. Come on out and visit us at Chamber Functions. And no, you don't have to be Hispanic. Join us. Come out and see us. We are always there to support business and to promote a great city. So thanks for all you do. On behalf of our board, I want to thank you. I'm Dr. Laura Murillo. Thank you.